Hey, wir sind hier heute beim DSJ Schulcast und einer weiteren Episode unseres Podcasts. Heute haben wir etwas ganz Besonderes für euch, ein Interview, das Sachin und Alex geführt haben, und zwar mit den noch aktuellen Präfekten, mit Shekina und mit Daniele. Und ich möchte gar nicht viel drum herum reden, sondern freue mich, euch dieses Interview präsentieren zu dürfen. Die beiden haben sich große Mühe gegeben, spannende Fragen zu finden für die beiden. Und ich denke, Shekina und Daniele haben sich noch mehr angestrengt, auch spannende Antworten zu liefern. Viel Freude mit dem Interview. Das war Dennis Ofoso für den Schulcast.
Hi guys, thank you for joining us today. So this is basically our first interview as au pair, and I'm kind of the lead in this project. I kind of had this idea to come talk to you guys, both of you, and ask you certain questions about, you know, being prefects and what's happening around the school and everything. And yeah, but Sachin also has a few questions that he prepared himself.
Okay, should I move a little bit up? You know, when you guys first got elected to be prefects, were you guys like happy, nervous, or how were you feeling?
I think for me, I was really nervous because it was in grade 10 and I didn't really know a lot of people, so I wasn't really sure if I was going to get elected. But it was, I think, a mix. In the beginning, it was mostly nerves, and then after, it was just excitement and just really ready to work with new people.
So I definitely think until grade 10, there had been a bit of a kind of popularity contest in our grade. So when the votes happened, I wasn't very confident that I would be chosen. When I was chosen, I think it was elation, happiness, surprise, definitely. But above all, I'd say happiness to have gotten this honor.
And also, do you guys have like a strong relationship with all your other prefects? Like, you guys worked well together? And
I think relationship-wise, it varies from person to person because you do get big personalities in the team and maybe some people who are a bit more shy. So for me, I do have like, overall, I think I have a quite strong relationship with most of the people, but I'm closer to some of the 11s, well, the 12s, solely because I have been with them longer than the grade 11s. But I think overall in the team, there's a consensus that we're all sort of friends, but not in a way like, I'm not going to tell you you're doing something wrong as your friend. But I think overall, there's a good team relationship.
I have to agree with Shecky. I do think I kind of gravitate towards other people more than some of the prefects. And so I have to kind of actively sometimes work towards also kind of including them in my plans or working with them. But all in all, I'd say it's quite a good team spirit.
And would you guys miss being prefects when you guys leave? Or
yes, I definitely would. Although it's a lot of responsibility that you carry on your shoulders, and you have to constantly look like a good representative of the school, there's definitely a lot of great moments you live out, and a lot of things you are able to see that I think most people wouldn't see as just part of regular students or part of the student body. And I'm very grateful for that, but I will also miss everything you get to be a part of.
Yeah, I agree with him. I feel like you also make new friends as well on the team, because under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't just go to a grade 11 to be like, hey, do you want to be friends with me? So when you start a new team with people you don't know, you find that you have a lot of similarities with different people. And also just going to do events with people, you also kind of get to see the background of what the school is doing. For example, events, we get to help plan the grade 5 orientation and the grade 8 orientation. So it gives you an opportunity to speak with also the lower grades as well. So it's just a good integration of you in the school overall?
Thank you. I think Alex, you can take it now.
Okay. So my first question is like for Daniele, what motivated you to, you know, become a prefect and, you know, get that role to be a head boy?
So I was, before being prefect, I was always more kind of shy and in the background. And when I became prefect, I realized that I had to step up to the plate. And I think anyone, no matter what your personality is, once you fully realize that you are a prefect now, that you are kind of elevated above everyone else in terms of how you have to look and act, you start to develop responsibility and an acknowledgement of your position. And for me, I think from an early age, I was always kind of, I wanted to impress people. I wanted to show people I could work, I could step up to their expectations, and I could achieve. And because of that, I wanted to work as much as I could in the prefect's team. I remember, especially in grade 11, being a prefect for the first time, I tried to do as much as I could to show people I belonged in the prefect's team. And then becoming head boy, I realized it would be a lot more work. How much I didn't know. I've only realized this year the amount of work, but I think it's in the moment, in the position, where you realize what you have to do and what's needed.
So on that note, like, so those are basically the qualities that you kind of put out there for your team to make them choose you, because I know that it's the prefects that kind of choose who's going to be the next head boy and some teachers, right? So what kind of qualities did you give out there that no one else gave? What made you stand out to be that standout prefect, you know?
I'm not sure I can exactly answer that, but I'd say probably responsible, hardworking maybe. This is a bit of a hard question, but responsible, hardworking, and then I'd say also willing to do extra work, fill in for others.
Yeah. Okay, and like there's certain things in DSJ that we kind of need to, concentrate on, if I can say, like student-teacher relationships. You know, if the students are having good relationships with the teachers and everything is flowing, everyone learns well and everything, how would you say the student-teacher relationships around DSJ are in general?
I have heard, I can only mainly comment on Abitur, but I have heard a bit of NSC as well. I'd say it's okay. I've only heard of a handful of teachers who actually try and go above and beyond just being teachers and create a safer space or a more comfortable space for students. We have a teacher like that in Abitur, and I've heard there is a teacher in NSC who genuinely tries to do his best to be more than just a teacher. And I think that is one of the big things, as you said, we must work on or concentrate on the student-teacher relationship, because I have noticed when teachers do more than they're expected to or more than they think that they should, it definitely creates an environment where students will work much harder to impress them and kind of also learn, grow as well. So I think that is a big issue. I'm going to call it an issue.
So is there anything like you as like, you know, the prefect team and teachers are trying to do to improve that relationship, or anything you're planning to do to improve that relationship between students and teachers? Well, let me ask it like this. Is there anything you can do to improve the relationship?
I think there could be. So as prefects, you are hit on all sides with work or expectations that you need to fill out, and there are a lot of events. I think until now we've kind of been preoccupied with other things, but we have been trying to slowly work towards creating a better environment for the students. I think definitely it could be a task that next year's prefects could do, even though as we kind of get more and more out of COVID, more and more things come onto our plate. But I think that will always be something that we can and should work towards. So we could probably start something now that can kind of plant a seed and then that can grow next year in the prefects team.
Okay, and my next question is for the head girl. My first question is going to be the same as the first question I asked. What motivated you to become a prefect and head girl?
I think what motivated me the most is because, as sappy as it sounds, I do get joy from helping other people without receiving any sort of benefit after it. So I think being able to take that responsibility without wanting to get compensation really just pushed me to keep my name on the list. And then when I was chosen, I was just happy I could, you know, fulfill that role.
Oh, nice. So what other certain qualities that made you stand out?
It's a hard question to answer because I wouldn't necessarily say that my qualities stood out better than other people. I just think people saw me as a person who could fulfill this role.
Okay.
Maybe not the best because somebody else could have been a better head girl than me because obviously I'm not perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I suppose what's comforting to me as a person would be that people saw that I had those specific qualities they had to mind, because it obviously varies from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on each people, all these differing views came together and they saw that I could be that person to bring that sort of equilibrium.
Okay, since I was talking to Daniela about the student-teacher relationships, I'm going to ask you about relationships within students themselves. Because personally, I came to the school in grade 5 and I remember it was quite tough, you know, new school, new surroundings, new environment. And there was just one thing that I couldn't do, which was talk to the German stream kids. But ever since, and then grade 8 came, and then the 8Ds came, and I was like, yo, okay. And I couldn't talk to them, you know. But ever since, these simple camps that we're having, they really helped me out in making a relationship with them, build like a foundation. And since this year, in grade 10, they mixed the 9 A's and the 9 D's into one class, into a grade 10 class. So that kind of helped. What advice would you give a kid out there, let's say who's in grade 8 and is trying to make connections with, you know, the other classes in grade 8?
I'd say the language barrier is going to always be there. It's not going to be the same extent as maybe someone who speaks no English completely. But I think that you need to set that aside and realize that even though there's a language barrier, you still have similarities with some people. Say, if we take maths, for example, it's symbols, but, you know, there's different words in the Kombi stream for, I don't know, triangle. I don't know, but I'm sure Daniela could tell us what that is. But, you know, we're all still doing math at the end of the day. So I think if you're a new grade 8 or someone who's already in grade 8 who wants to make new friends with, you know, different people from different classes, you need to put yourself out there as hard as it is sometimes, because when you, for example, just say to someone, oh my gosh, I like K-pop, and someone's like, whoa, you like K-pop? And then, you know, you just become friends like that. So if you just, especially at camp, I think, it's like how you were saying, it's the best place to do that type of stuff, because you are then mixed with other people who have already been in the school and they can tell you their experiences they've had at this school.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially also in grade 11, sadly, we didn't get the opportunity to go to grade 11 camp. But, you know, when you make that war cry for the next year, it's kind of like, you know, you're all making a song together. Like, you guys are a little record label or something like that.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you make those type of connections over memories you've had, you know, that's how you build those sort of relationships. So just try to make as many memories with people you don't know so that, you know, you can build on those relationships.
Yeah, actually, thank you for that. Because these days I've noticed, ever since the end of the last year, you know, with boys, with the German stream kids, we didn't want to talk to them. We were kind of like, ish, they're a different breed. But ever since then, we started playing soccer together. I never knew they could play soccer. And then one day we asked them, come, let's play soccer. And then ever since, like right now, I'm sure they're probably playing soccer with everyone. And it's such a cool thing, man. And speaking of different, you know, cultures and everything, how does it feel for you being a head girl in a multiracial and multicultural school?
I think that it's quite great because, like, I'm not from South Africa. So, like, coming to the school, I just thought it was really nice to meet people from different, like, cultures, because I only ever really thought Africa would just have African culture, just people who are from Africa, you know? So coming to the school and seeing people who are French, people who are from Greece and all of that, it's a good opportunity to see the world outside of your own view. And I thought it was really nice because some of my friends also teach me other words. I can't tell you. I have forgotten them. I'm sorry, my friends, but that's besides the point. Like, for example, like, Benelli is, like, Italian, German, you know? Sure. Like, I would have never thought I'd meet an Italian, German person, you know? But it was a really nice opportunity to see those type of people and also learn the German language, because I think having had learned Afrikaans at my old school, it was, you know, pretty easy for me to learn German because it's kind of similar. So, like, also gives you the opportunity to learn a new language and also get interested in other languages you never thought you'd want to learn. I would have never thought I'd learn German.
Same.
I just would have thought of the stereotypes broadcast on TV and just leave it there. And also, like, I got interested in Dutch after having come to the school, because it's sort of a mixture of German and Afrikaans.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, now I can learn a different language and it's easier than what it would have been. Mm. So I think coming to a multicultural school, you just get a holistic view of the world outside of your own sphere.
Okay, and these are basically questions for both of you. Like, as head boy and head girl, what are your duties around DSJ?
So the first, I think, we have to have meetings with Habakmaya, and it's sort of to just bring up the ideas we get from Parliament or the sort of, like, things that the prefix team we want to bring about in the school. Another would be organizing the activity days. So sometimes as the heads, we discuss what we think we should bring to the team. And then as a team, we all come together and then we decide what would work best for all of us.
So also, we have to lead the prefix team. So although every person in the prefix team should kind of be their own leader and be able to kind of take charge when a new project comes along, we have to be kind of at the front lines, if you will, directing everyone, or at least just kind of creating a grounded space and a united front so that our prefix team feels safe and certain in what we're doing.
And staying on that topic of, you know, the prefix team and everything, how have you guys been, you know, coping with the stress of the prefix voting that just happened recently? How heavily are you guys involved in that? Like, what's your role in, you know, the new prefix team? How do you guys kind of hand over to the next group of prefects?
So what we first do is, as the previous prefix team, we sort of create the idea for initiation, what they do in that 1 week where you make them sing or whatever, so we come together and we discuss what we would want them to do. And in terms of how involved we are, we do get called in to count the votes to just see what's going on. We obviously cannot be releasing that type of information, but we do get called to count in the votes. For me personally, I wouldn't say I'm stressed per se, because I'm leaving soon, so, you know, I'm not really thinking about getting into a new position. Well, I suppose university, but, you know. But we're not really, I mean, for me anyway, I'm not particularly stressed. I suppose maybe stressed in the sense that I'm wishing the best for the new team, so I don't want them to be under stress or pressure. to like not perform as well, because every team is different.
Yeah.
So linking to what Shaky said, I don't think any of the grade 12 prefects really have stress. It's more, I know this sounds a bit weird, but the joys of watching the younger prefects stress a bit about their upcoming votes.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
There are a few things to organize before we kind of hand over the torch. But other than that, I wouldn't say really much stress, just more anticipation for what's about to happen.
So I know you guys are doing like your finals for your like next term, right? And like your and like all the prelims happening this year. Were you guys very stressed, like handling the studying and then doing the head girl and head boy stuff, or?
I will admit, I was. I at times didn't cope as much as I would like to have, it is a lot of work. Definitely, you can't come into this position assuming that you will be able to just kind of coast through it. There's a lot that is expected of you, a lot that you have to do, and a lot of work that you have to manage. You have to organize your time properly and make sure that you balance school work and your prefectship or your head being a head. And I will say, I think this year I've had the most stress out of any of my school years, simply because being a student in matric and head boy, it requires a lot of you, and you have to sometimes sacrifice a few things to stay on top of everything.
For me as well, like, it was pretty stressful, I'm not gonna lie, because I had so many prelims, and I still thought to myself, oh my gosh, I have a prefects meeting. But I think what was nice is that the grade 11s took on that responsibility to still have the prefects meetings and just tell those of us who maybe were writing an exam that day or just weren't at school what had happened, so we can have the opportunity to, you know, still be in the loop and then try to do things. But like Daniele said, I think, you know, you shouldn't come in here thinking it's going to be, you know, a walk in the park, because you need to at times decide what is more important, studying for math or helping at like just a 5-minute event that's going to happen at school. Yeah. And then what's nice about the team being so big, as I said, is that if you can't do that 5 minutes, just don't do them. Don't force yourself to do it, because you shouldn't jeopardize your marks to just want to help every time. I know I had that problem, especially last year. I always wanted to work, and then I'd start feeling stress and anxiety because I knew that I still had homework to do. I had to study for tests. So I think overall the prelim time was stressful to a certain degree, but it was still kind of comforting to know that there's people who have my back if I can't help.
And then one more. So you guys only have like 2 weeks left of being head girl, because finals are next term. So are you guys going to try your best to do as much as you can in those last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I suppose we're still head boy and head girl till December. But, you know, we won't be as in it as, you know, we would be, because we'll be at home studying and all that. But, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to try our hardest to, you know, still make the school as best as it is, even if it's during finals. Maybe I'll come to your class and say, woo!
And one more thing, please, if you could, please summarize your experience being a head boy and head girl in 3 words, just 3 words.
A great honor.
Stressful. Fun. Crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I said last name, but I just genuinely want to ask this question. If you guys could go back to like a younger version of yourself, what would you change in your life? In general?
I don't think I'd change anything, because I feel like that experience is what made me who I am today. If I were to change something, I would probably tell myself to be more confident in who I am and what I want to say, because in as much as you think nobody in the room is listening to you, there's probably a lot of other people who are like, oh my gosh, I want to hear what they have to say. So I tell myself, be more willing to express your opinions.
I have to say, I wouldn't change anything. Everything I was, everything I've become has led me to walking this path and being in this room right now. I wouldn't. Everything that I was as a child kind of built up over the years, and I think changing even one little thing would result in a much bigger change in the future.
It's deep. And thank you guys for joining us so much.
Thank you so much.
Let me just add a bit of German. Danke schön. Auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you.
Das war's mit dem Interview von Sachin und Alex, mit den beiden Präfekten, die noch bis Dezember diesen Jahres im Dienst sein werden, aber jetzt gerade mit anderen Dingen beschäftigt sind, sich nämlich fleißig auf ihre Prüfungen vorzubereiten. Ich hoffe, ihr hattet so viel Freude an dem Interview wie ich. Wir verlassen euch mit einem Song und freuen uns, wenn ihr beim nächsten Mal wieder reinschaltet.